reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees. He said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." One of those at table with Jesus said to him, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied to him, "A man gave a great dinner to which he invited many. When the time for the dinner came, he dispatched his servant to say to those invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But one by one, they all began to excuse themselves. The first said to him, 'I have purchased a field and must go to examine it. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have purchased 5 yoke of oxen and am on my way to evaluate them. I ask you, consider me excused.' And another said, 'I have just married a woman and therefore I cannot come.' Servant went and reported this to his master. Then the master of the house, in a rage, commanded his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in here the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame.' Servant reported, 'Sir, your orders have been carried out and still there is room.' The master then ordered the servant, 'Go out to the highways and the hedgerows and make people come in, so that my home may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited will taste my dinner.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday in the Gospel, Jesus pointed out the integrity he wants in all of us, that we not be people who merely know the word in an intellectual sense and preach it in a verbal sense, but the one who practices it, like Our Lady shows us. And in today's Gospel, Jesus gives us a tough standard, something on the base of which we'll be able to see whether we're acting on the word of God or not. In this 14th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, Jesus is talking about not just banquet rules, but how we relate to others, seen in the setting of a banquet, but it relates to the way we conduct ourselves with respect to others, whether we're doing it out of utility or pleasure, or whether we're doing it out of love. 14th chapter, which we heard on Friday, is about that occasion when Jesus going to the home of one of these scribes who invited the famous rabbi over was upset because he cured a man who needed to be cured on the Sabbath. The Pharisees were more concerned with keeping the law in a literal sense than they were in loving a person who was infirm. And then Jesus, as we heard on Saturday, gave that story of what to do when we are invited to a banquet. Not to seek the best places there, but to seek the lowest. Then he describes how we are to set our own table by seeking out the lowest. When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite those who can repay you, your friends, your siblings, your relatives, your wealthy neighbors, but invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, who will be unable to repay you. Bring these people who are suffering. Care for them most of all, not the beautiful people, but the people whom the world doesn't find any beauty in, but only a challenge. And then when somebody exclaims, "Blessed is the one who will dine in the kingdom of God," Jesus describes exactly the relationships of the people who will dine in that kingdom. Those who put God and others first, those who respond to his invitation, not just to show up at the banquet, but to show up at the banquet and take the lowest place by relating properly to the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. It's not without reason that Jesus uses these four categories yet again in this parable about the kingdom, because they are the ones who are in a special way he has invited to his kingdom. And even if, for example, we want to jockey for good position, even if we have an ambition for the greatest seat in that table, in his eternal banquet, the way to it is not by hobnobbing with the Donald Trumps or the Warren Buffetts or the movie stars or the famous athletes of this world, but it's going and really coming close and serving and loving and almost kissing down to those who this world has no room for. That's what Jesus is preaching in the gospel. That's what he wants us to grasp, and that's what he wants us to live. It's important for us in the church, if we're going to spread the gospel, to live these words.